This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Now, two friends from Galway have come up with Ireland's first self-serve smoothie machine. It's called Smooday and it's being rolled out in stores nationwide. Cathal Kelly and Jack Curran are joining me now to chat about their business. Lads, thanks so much for taking the time to check in with us here on iRadio's group chat. It's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah. Hi, Louise. Thanks, Louise. Thanks for having us.
Not at all. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, what is Smooday?
Yeah, so Smooday is Ireland's first self-serve smoothie station. We set up this business in February of this year. We're currently located across 8 stores in Ireland at the minute. I suppose from a customer point of view, there are fresh smoothies available to them that they can make themselves. And that's basically it, yeah.
Brilliant. Now let's start at the beginning. Where did the idea for Smooday come from? Was there a specific kind of light bulb moment where you thought this is something we need to see in Irish stores nationwide?
I wouldn't say there was a light bulb moment as such, but I suppose we definitely felt that there was a gap in the market for a healthy product, you know, something that you could get when you're on the road or on the go. And then I suppose after that we thought of smoothies, and I suppose we actually both like smoothies ourselves, but I suppose the problem with them is it can be a high wait time if you have to go to a shopping centre or, you know, a cafe for them. So we thought if we could come up with a self-serve option, that it would do well in filling stations. So, like, and we looked as well at the evolution of coffee machines, you know, the busier shops there could have 4 or 5 machines. So we thought there was definitely a market for beverages like that.
Definitely. I know you've been credited with launching Ireland's first self-serve smoothie machines. That's definitely a serious flex. Like, come on. But what made you go for this type of business? Obviously, you've said, I guess, you know, so many people decide to run in and grab a coffee. But sometimes, like you're mentioning, you might want something a little bit more healthy, even if it's in the morning time, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, as Cathal said, we kind of felt there was a gap in the market. And I suppose from a sports background myself, I would have done a bit of traveling on the road with work, and just calling into service stations kind of felt that it was hard to get a healthy option. We also kind of felt that the idea was unique, you know, that it was the first in Ireland. And we kind of said to ourselves as well, if we could kind of get it right in our first shop, that it would be quite scalable.
Yeah.
So we kind of launched in the first shop in February of this year, and I suppose we're in 8 now, 6 months later. So
that's amazing. Fantastic. And what were the first steps that you had to follow through? Was it straight into kind of building a prototype, or did you have to try and figure out the business side first? Because I've interviewed a lot of people so far in the fact that they might have, you know, coffee vans, or they might have, you know, those kind of businesses. But the business side of things is very different from the actual running of the materials and all of that kind of side of the business.
Yeah, I suppose it was a long time in the making, but the first thing was definitely the business and was it going to work. So we had a lot of things to look at, like how are we actually going to get the fruit into the cup, how much is it going to cost, and where are we going to store it, and all them kind of things. So I suppose once we had all them ironed out, then it was time to went from there.
That's brilliant. And did you guys have any background in business before you started, or was it all kind of learn as you go and try and get as much support from mentors and, you know, asking questions to business people and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I suppose Cathal's an engineer by trade and I studied food and agribusiness. So our kind of skill sets complement each other really, like, so there's kind of nearly an engineering side of the business and a food side of it as well. So but no, we got great support at the start, and we got great mentorship as well. And, you know, we're always learning as well. Like, every day we're looking to learn something new, and there's always something new popping up. So
that's brilliant. And do you ever find yourselves kind of not agreeing on something, or, you know, you have to put your friendship aside because the business is more important, and go, look, you know, Cathal, I think this, or Jack, I think this, and, you know, in fear of even falling out with one another?
Yeah, I suppose that probably happens every day. but no, I think so far anyway, we've been fairly aligned on things. So
you haven't fallen out just yet?
No. There's definitely things that have to be hashed out, I suppose. So.
And that's it with every business. Especially when you go to choosing the flavours and the ingredients, are you more health focused, or is it about variety and fun for the customer?
I'd say definitely equally both of those things. So the product is a healthy product. It has two servings of fruit in it. So yeah, it's only two ingredients really in the product, is fruit and juice. So it's definitely healthy. And on the flip side of that as well is we think they taste nice. And from feedback from customers, we definitely think that both sides of that is covered, yeah.
Definitely. Listen, stick with us for just a couple of minutes. We're having a chat to Cathal and Jack from Smooday. Of course, it's Ireland's first self-serve smoothie machine. If you've got any questions, feel free to let us know. 087 110 207. It's iRadio's group chat. It's iRadio's group chat. Right now, I am talking with Jack Curran and Cathal Kelly. You're talking to me about your business called Smooday. I guess, guys, starting a business, it's no joke, especially as young entrepreneurs. What's been the biggest challenge, do you think, so far?
To be honest, Louise, it's actually been quite enjoyable and it's been a great experience to date. You know, we've learned so much since we started it, and just every day, as I said earlier on, we're learning something. But I suppose the biggest challenge at the start, I suppose we're both working full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And I suppose trying to manage that with starting the business is probably quite challenging and giving it the time that it needed. But I suppose we're both now full-time at it, and we're ready to expand. So yeah, and we're looking forward to that as well.
That's great. And on the flip side of it, have you had a big moment where you kind of pinched yourselves and said, oh, wow, we're actually doing this and we can actually see our product in so many stores, and, you know, you kind of pat yourself on the back and go, this is great. We actually followed through and we did it.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, as I was saying to you earlier, it was probably about a year in the making. So there was probably times where we thought it would never happen.
But yeah,
we actually launched our first shop there locally on the 14th of February. And we actually had to go in the night before to set up, obviously, while it was quiet, put in the machine and all that kind of thing. And when we went home after that set up, we kind of realized, right, it's really happening tomorrow. So, yeah, that was a nice moment, I suppose.
Definitely. Obviously, social media plays a big part in any business right now. I've seen your TikToks come up. What role does social media have in your business, and has it helped it kind of drive it forward?
It's definitely helped it anyway. We're very lucky as well. Both my girlfriend Anna and my sister Sarah have been kind of doing a lot of the videos for us, and we wouldn't be the best for stepping into a TikTok trend or a TikTok dance. Not just yet anyway.
Brilliant. A listener has been in touch to ask, where can people currently find your machines? Whereabouts in the country are they?
We're a bit spread out. So we've 8 locations at the minute. We got good support of those 8 shop owners. I suppose with two young guys and a new concept, it was great to get the support that way. But we're in Spare in Ballandine, Dolan's in Ballinasloe, Monaghan Centre on the Tuam Road in Galway, Apple Green Enfield, Kilmartin's at Lone, N17 Plaza in Tuam, and Carboyle in Westport. And we'll actually be launching in Centre in Kilbeggan this weekend.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. And how many people have kind of responded to the machines? Are you seeing like lots of repeat customers from different shops? And, you know, kind of like when you stop in for your favourite coffee, that you'll stop in for your favourite smoothie too.
Yeah, there's definitely an element of that in it, right? But I suppose there's a bit of both, because the shops that Cathal just listed there, some of them would have a lot of local trade. And then
yes,
say our motorway sites, then like Apple Green, they'd have a lot of different customers in the shop every week, from week to week. So I suppose in the local shops, there probably are more repeat customers. And then in those service stations, it's probably new customers every week. So we're kind of seeing it from both ends. We do quite a bit of sampling as well, so we kind of get to speak to the customers. And especially in those local shops, we get talking to people who say we'd be buying them on a daily basis or on a weekly basis.
That's brilliant. And what advice have you got to give to somebody listening who maybe has a business idea, but they don't really know where to start? Can you give them any tips?
I suppose for us, it probably helped that there was two of us in it.
Yeah.
We were able to kind of bounce ideas off each other and hash things out, which that really helps if you can find someone like-minded to help you out with that. And probably reach out to other people in that sector that you're looking at.
And have you got any dream collaborations in the future, maybe partnering with gyms or sports teams? Or
I suppose we haven't done a whole lot with influencers to date, but maybe in the future you're in a word for us there. We're both down the line.
Absolutely, definitely. I think all the iRadio staff, we only love to try out some smoothies. I suppose lastly, guys, if you were to give a shout out to another business or maybe some young entrepreneurs that you've been following yourselves, who would they be so we can also check out them?
I suppose another business there that was very good to us at the start was Spar and Ballantyne, the owner there, Danny McHugh. He was very willing to try the concept, and he was very good to us, and gave us a lot of advice along the way. So yeah, if you're passing by there, you can call in.
Brilliant. Lads, and finally, where can we find you? And if anybody wants to reach out, if they want to try your smoothies, where's the best place to go to find out all about you?
I suppose it depends where you are. We're based in Galway ourselves. Anyone, you can feel free to message us on our Instagram, and we'll let you know where the closest location is to you.
Super. Listen, lads, we wish you all the best with the business. Thank you so much for coming on to chat to us. And I look forward to talking to you and trying a smoothie very, very soon.
Thanks
for having us. This is iRadio's Fruit Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on iRadio.